sex, and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. And today's show will not disappoint you in the least. Today's show is a lot about sexiness and happiness. It really has to do with all kinds of things like empowerment and being embodied and excitement and arousal and orgasm and all things juicy. Now, my guest today is an expert on this. Her name is Deborah Sundahl, and she has taught thousands of women and men throughout North America and Europe through her seminars, lectures, and videos, and her book, What Female Ejaculate and the G-Spot Orgasm Is, and How to Do It. Her 30 years of researching the science and ancient history and teaching the practical applications on this essential subject offer groundbreaking contributions to the field of female sexuality and specifically sex education. And I want you to know that I saw Deborah recently in Phoenix. She came to Phoenix, and I went to her presentation, and I was thrilled. So, Deborah, thank you for joining me today on Sex and Happiness.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. How exciting. Deborah, yeah. how did you get involved? I mean, you're like a scientist researcher person. You impressed me as a scholar when you made your presentation that night on G-Spot and female ejaculation. And how did you go into female sexuality and specifically the G-spot and G-spot orgasm? How did you decide to focus there?
I come out of the feminist background, so I'm a closet researcher and academic, but that had not been my path in life. The research and science has been done in the 1980s and 90s by sexologists and scientists, specifically Whipple and Perry, who did the famous book, The G-Spot, in 1980s. This is the book that put the word G-spot into our vocabulary. Before that time, the word G-spot did not even exist. Can you imagine? Before 1982, the word G-spot did not even exist.
Amazing. I'm looking right at the book. I have it in my library. Just so you know. That's amazing that people didn't even know about it. Well, it was pretty male dominated medicine, and OBGYN and all kinds of things were male dominated. So it didn't seem like men had much interest in what was happening for women. They called clitoral orgasm immature, if I'm correct about that.
Boy, you hit on about five different important threads there, and I don't know which one to go on. Let's just complete with the fact that I come out of the feminist movement. I'm all about popularizing these astonishing scientific discoveries that have been made in the 70s and 80s by some amazing sexologists who back then, even though they were at Rutgers and Harvard, and their work was not discussed because sexuality was so taboo. We have come so far in 20 years, 30 years. It's just astonishing. And for me, it's work hard won, because I really feel like I've been in the trenches for about 30 years trying to do sex education and talk about this important subject, which is vast, as we'll see today. Not just some little thing that everybody knows. It's like, oh no,
It's just coming out of the closet.
Yes.
It really is just coming out of the closet. Yes. And that's why you have your work cut out for you. You have to do these lectures and show people videos and teach them about their own bodies, especially women, and then you have to teach their partners.
That's right, I do. Yeah. And this has mostly been done through what I call the women's erotic boutiques that are scattered around the country in the U.S. in major cities, also a lot in Germany and a few stores in England, one or two in Paris, you know, also in Europe, one in Warsaw, Poland.
I visited recently
because I go to Europe every year and I speak at these stores. What's so great is these stores have a feminist tradition, also started from the 70s and 80s. They provide weekly sex education classes. And where else can you get sex education? You can't get it at your community college. You can't get it at the doctor's office. Where do you go? You know, the internet's inundated with porn. So
right.
These stores provide an amazing community service. And in every city that they're in, they literally raise the bar for sex knowledge and communication. And they all deserve a big award, if you ask me.
That's wonderful. How did you find them, or did they find you?
This came out of the feminist movement in the 1980s, which brings me to the other thread that you talked about it being male-dominated. So in the 1980s, there was a thing called the Feminist Healthcare Centers, networked
right.
all around the United States and probably again in England, Germany. And in fact, two nurses, Gage and Chalker, redefined the clitoris back then. It's more than just a little nub on the outside of the body. It actually extends 4 to 5 inches inside the body, and it's primarily erectile tissue. Well, they
right.
thought that they were crazy back then, but of course now this is common knowledge. And so this is the kind of feminist contribution into female sexuality that's been made since the 80s with the stores, with new knowledge about the body, with disseminating information via books and videos. That's my tradition that I'm very proud of and still very relevant today.
Well, it's so great. It's wonderful that you got the start then and that all this information was coming out. And now you've taken it, as far as I'm concerned, you've taken it to, well, what I said before, like you've taken it to a really professional level. Like when you speak about the G-spot and you show people where it is on a video, it's not debatable.
Thank you. Now, I put a PowerPoint together with my lecture, and I put on a suit, and I went out talking about this in 2004, because I wanted to, instead of wearing a low-cut gown with heels and doing a personal demonstration, you know, which I did 20, 30 years ago when I was young and first at this, I wanted to go reach more of the mainstream, and I also wanted to put sex education on the map as a credible field in its infancy, nonetheless, a credible field. And so I'm glad to hear that you found that professional and fascinating too, huh?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. I mean, I'm not new to the subject. Certainly as a tantra teacher, a tantra master, I'm certainly not new to it, but there was awakenings that happened for me during your presentation. There was the actual, you didn't do hands-on there. You didn't do a demonstration with someone that was there live. You have a video of a demonstration with someone live, and we actually got to see her G-spot. We got to see her arousal. We got to see her lubrication. We got to hear her sighing and panting and saying, oh, you know, yummy, wonderful, juicy things.
You got to see her female ejaculate, and most importantly, you got to see her G-spot. You can see it.
Yes, yes, yes.
No need for stethoscopes or microphones or, you know, periscopes, you know. A woman can sit down in front of a large mirror in her room, spread her labia lips, push out with her vaginal muscles, and see her own G-spot. Reclaim this organ, which they have told us does not exist. One gynecologist said, a male gynecologist said, the G-spot is as real as a UFO. And in my book, I say, that's right, girls, and it's just landed. Now, let's learn how to fly this spaceship.
That's so great, Deborah. That's perfect. We're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about some of the real nitty-gritty, like, how all women have this anatomy and what is this ejaculate thing. You know, all these things that are that people have debated, we're going to talk about the real facts of it when we come back. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Deborah Sundahl today, who is an expert on the G-spot and female ejaculation. And stay tuned, stay at the edge of your chair, because we're coming back with some facts. We'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush, and that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Well, we're back from the break. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Deborah Sundahl. And as I said earlier, Deborah is an expert at the G-spot, the female G-spot, and female ejaculation. And I know some of you out there are listening going, what in the hell is female ejaculation? We're going to find out about that in a little while. First, we're just going to get down to the anatomy of it. Deborah's going to talk about how every woman has this anatomy. She has a G-spot, and how to find yours. So, Deborah, can you shed some light? As we discussed in the earlier segment, people are just finding out about this. So how do women find their G-spot?
Well, first of all, we acknowledge the G-spot is the female prostate. Okay, so that's the big news. And all women have one, just like all men do. And female ejaculate actually is prostatic fluid, you see. So all women can ejaculate if they want to. So this female prostate surrounds the urethral canal, and it starts at the outside opening of the body. And it has up to 48 ducts and glands that are sprinkled along the urethral canal for about 2 inches. So because it starts at the outside opening of the body and surrounds the urethral canal, that means the head of the G-spot is that meaty area that surrounds your urethral opening. So that's the, you know, kind of where the G-spot begins. For some women, that's a very, very erotic area. And as you bring your finger from the urethral opening and you just slide it towards the vagina, your finger will naturally, you know, go into the vaginal opening, and that's where you're going to see the ridges on the roof of the vagina with your finger. That's what I call the body of the G-spot, the body of this female prostate organ. And then as you slip your finger along the roof, just continue, you know, your finger will naturally curl, and it's curling around basically the back end, the tail end of this, you know, large, beautiful grape-like organ that hangs down through the roof of the vagina. That's why if a woman pushes out with their pelvic muscles, it actually pushes out the ridges, the part of the body with the ridges, that you can actually see the ridges of the G-spot.
So this is what I want to ask you. So if a woman holds a mirror, or even some women might have to hold a magnifying mirror,
yeah,
down between her legs, and she pushes out, and like down a little bit, it feels to me like out, pushing down a little bit, she can actually start to see the parts that you're talking about. It's nothing to be scared of. Like, she's not going to push anything out of her vaginal opening. She's just going to be able to see that there's like pink, meaty tissue there.
That's right. You must take your fingers and open the labia lips. And then, yes, then push out with your vaginal muscles and look for the ridges of the G-spot. Of course, it'll be pink. The whole vagina is pink tissue. This meaty area that surrounds the urethral opening, okay, that's a different part, right? But to look for the all of it, to get to know your vulva, get to know this beautiful, beautiful vagina, get acquainted with it using a big makeup mirror that sits on the floor, maybe, and has the makeup lights, you know, just really with the magnifying, so you can flip that over and have a good look. I mean, the point is to get to know your G-spot and to start loving up your body, your beautiful vulva.
It's really good. I love that. I love what you're saying, because I think, because women's organs are internal, they remain a mystery until women take it into their own hands to discover, to go on the discovery voyage to find out what is all this and how can I use it. And I think what you're, you know, promoting here does that. I think it's so important that women take themselves into their own hands.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there's another feminist tradition, we call her the mother of masturbation. You know, that's Betty Dodson. She's now 84 years old. And she was the very first woman in modern times, feminist woman, who did workshops to help women take a look at their vulvas and learn how to masturbate the clitoris, which is what everyone was doing, you know, in the 70s and 80s. Having clitoral orgasms. But this is like a feminist tradition. I'm very proud of that. And it's all about knowing your body. You know, our bodies are cells. What does our body look like? Our erotic body, getting to know it and making it home.
It's beautiful. Betty Dodson has been a guest on this show before, just so you know. She did a great interview with me, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I read her book in 1972 called Liberating Masturbation. A lover at the time, a man in my life, gave me that book, and it blew my mind. And I still have the original cover to the book, but the pages are missing. Like somehow when somebody gave it back to me after the thousandth time that I lent it out, it didn't come back with anything inside of it, just the covers.
Yeah, so. That was great. See, revolutionary news back then, you know, and again, yeah. It was sex was so taboo. People literally would steal your sex books off your coffee table. I mean, there was no internet. You had to show your face in the bookstore or the library if you wanted sexual information. So a lot of people would rather go live in the dark, you know, without the knowledge than to risk showing their face to get it. I mean, that's how taboo it was. It was not fun.
Yeah, not fun at all. Mm-hmm. Not fun, but we're having more fun now, mm-hmm. luckily. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say somebody's listening and they have a partner, after they do some self-exploration and they actually find, in fact, they have a G-spot,
mm-hmm.
and it's big and fleshy, and it's a lot. It's not like this little teeny spot people are looking for, like it's like they're looking for a button or a little switch.
Right.
But they find out that there's a big mass fleshy tissue. How do they communicate to their partner that they want to go on this exploration together? What would you recommend that they say? Or have you, you know, I'm sure you've dealt with people before who didn't know how to say it to their partner.
I do recommend that a woman learn her own body first, absolutely, and then she can very easily communicate that to her partner because she knows what's going on, you know, where her G-spot is and how she likes it touched. So beyond that, what are you thinking, Lori?
Sometimes people are just so shy in the way that they...
Well, this is number one about sex education. This is about communication. That is number one. And that's where we get back to teachers like Betty Dodson and so forth who, you know, taught people how to communicate about sexuality. First of all, you have to know something to communicate it. But that's also why going to these classes at women's erotic boutiques and going in the public and having a public discourse. I mean, there are some people who can barely walk in the door. Their legs are shaking so bad just because to talk about sex in a public venue is just so taboo. And the same holds true for even talking to one's partner that you've lived with forever and love. So I have nothing to offer in that regard. That's really not my milieu. I mean, you just got to open your mouth and realize you must start talking about sexuality if you have any hopes of being at all satisfied or having an intimate relationship.
Thank you. That's the perfect response.
Okay.
You've got to open your mouth and talk about it. You have to do some exploration yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the truth is that you all have a G-spot, everybody's got one, and you have that equipment, and you can have the most full-on amazing orgasm that's different from a clitoral orgasm. It's not better or worse. It's totally different.
Yep.
It's a whole other experience, and it's your birthright.
Absolutely.
It's your birthright to experience that. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about female ejaculation because this, even for some people who know about their G-spot, they might not know about female ejaculation, or they might think it's something different, or they may not have. See, this is a whole nother mystery that has been poo-pooed for many years, and Deborah, you know about this.
Yeah.
You know about this really well. So let's take a short break. I'm Laurie Handlers. This is Sex and Happiness. I'm talking to Deborah Sundahl, who is bringing a lot of sex and a lot of happiness to women about finding their G-spots and then being able to ejaculate in a way that some of you probably have never heard of before. This might be all brand new. Deborah's got a book, by the way. It's called Female Ejaculation and the G-Spot. And when we come back in the next couple segments, we're going to find out how you can get your copy of that. So stay tuned.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The
course.
Workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty creepy.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is August 2nd to 4th in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com. Click on Workshops and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate. And you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends, and I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers, so your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and today I'm interviewing Deborah Sundahl, and she's a sex educator. She's taught thousands of women and men throughout North America and Europe through seminars, lectures, and videos about what the female ejaculation process is and G-spot orgasm. So, Deborah, before we go into female ejaculate, can you talk a little bit about the G-spot orgasm? Do you have some distinctions to be able to tell people what's what? Like, how is it different from a clitoral orgasm, if there are words that you could put on it?
Definitely. First of all, the G-spot has a different nerve than the clitoris, and therefore a different orgasmic sensation, which is truly one of deep, melting love. This G-spot orgasm starts in your toes, spreads up your legs, makes your legs shake, spreads all throughout your body, and ends in this incredibly, you know, cathartic, deep release, both emotionally, physically, and with releasing ejaculate. It is way different than a clitoral orgasm, which we describe as you clench up and it's kind of genitally localized and, of course, very satisfying for many, many women. But this G-spot orgasm is full-bodied. It is emotional by nature. It's vocal and physical, like movement. And get out of the bed and stand up and so you can move those hips, because that's how you get build this huge orgasm throughout your body. You have to move. You can't be pinned against the bed on your back, you know. I mean, you can, but not when you're learning.
Yeah, that's great.
And you breathe and relax your body with this G-spot orgasm. That's how you're building it up through your body. Breathe and relax. It's not about clenching and holding your breath like with the clitoral orgasm. And this breathing and relaxing, this is taught in Tantra. So this is where Tantra meets the picture with the G-spot. Right here is learning those skills. And I recommend everybody go and take an intro Tantra class. But they are very two different orgasms, undoubtedly.
Very good. Thank you. That's great. I love the way you described it. And now I'd like to talk about female ejaculation, because, again, this is a little known about subject. It's been poo-pooed by the medical establishment, and yet there it is. So what is female ejaculate fluid, and how do women know if they're having an ejaculation? Because they're all different kinds of, there's spurts and there's gush and there's different things. So how would they know this? Like, what would be the signs for them that they're doing it and like that? How does it happen?
So first of all, female ejaculate is prostatic fluid. As I said, the G-spot is the female prostate, and all women have one, like all men do. Female ejaculate is prostatic fluid, and of course it does not contain sperm. It's also clear and watery, and women can ejaculate from 1 tablespoon to a cup or more of ejaculate. Some women, many women, absolutely soak the sheets. And of course, what you do is you buy a big fleece blanket or put mini towels on the bed, and this will help soak it up. Also, stand up, let it go down on the hardwood floor or the ceramic tile in the bathroom, again, out of the bed. Stand up, kind of bend over, put your hands on your dresser, you know, make love from behind. This is how you can work up not only a delicious G-spot orgasm with slow rhythmic movements with your partner from behind, breathing and relaxing and building this huge pleasure all through your body. That's how you have the orgasm, and that is how your body will build this ejaculate by itself with that type of stimulation. And your body will feel the urge to just push out as if you were in childbirth. It's the same muscles, same kind of instinctive physical reaction. It wants to push out this ejaculate. So you must let whatever is in your vagina come out. That means the penis, the sex toy, the finger, whatever. When your body wants to push out, it all comes, and then the ejaculate comes on top of that. And then you just resume making love. It's not a big deal.
So it's really, it doesn't stain anything. It's kind of watery.
Has the most divine fragrance you ever want to experience.
Oh, good.
And I encourage every woman and man that next time that female ejaculate is there in a beautiful puddle between your feet to mop it up with a towel and take a big whiff. It is light, inspiring, uplifting, fresh as the forest floor. I mean, this is not pee.
Though that's an important distinction that you make when you say that, because a lot of times people, when they're first exploring their G-spot, the woman feels like she wants to pee.
That's right. And you know what that
is? And it's for fear. It's for fear of peeing that she doesn't want to go there.
Yes, correct.
So what is that?
That is female ejaculation knocking on the door and it wants out. We have mistaken that urge to ejaculate for the urge to pee, because women didn't know about female ejaculation. They hardly knew they had a G-spot. So when women make love and they feel that urge to pee, I'll tell you the last thing any woman, the last thing any woman's going to do is pee when she's having sex. Am I right? Am I right here?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
This is what's been going on in a nutshell with why women are not ejaculating. They are clamping down on that urge to pee, quote, that urge to ejaculate, like you would not believe. Okay, so because they think it's pee. And you can, there is a fear of peeing involved in this as well.
But they're not going to do that. I mean,
no.
We can reassure women that when they have that urge. Well, actually, I always tell women to pee before they get into their sexual alchemy, so that they already know that they peed, and now they're free to let that same sensation bring them to ejaculation. Because they know it can't be pee, they just did that.
That's right. You know? That's right. That's a good thing to do. That's right. And also to know that if you're feeling erotically aroused, I mean, if you really feel erotically aroused, and then you feel that urge to pee, that urge to ejaculate, there's no way you're going to pee any more than a man can pee when his penis is hard.
Right.
Okay. Anything can happen anytime, anywhere, any place. I'm talking in general, a man cannot pee when his penis is hard. Same with a woman. If she's feeling erotically aroused, there is no way she can pee. Only ejaculate will come out. So I say, and let me say this. Women's biggest obstacle to ejaculating is letting go because of the fear of peeing. So that's why 50% of women will work hard at ejaculating for a year. I mean, they'll study the book, they'll practice, and it's just not coming. This is because of having to let go, which is not easy. When you've been clamping down for a lifetime and you're not going to just let go in a day. You know, this has to be learned. And I think that's very important for women to know that this is what's kind of going on. And I do hope we get into the pelvic muscle tension maybe in our last segment a little bit.
Yeah, we will. We will. I want to let you know that I taught 15 women how to ejaculate over the phone in a teleseminar. They had those wands from Nectar Products. They all had to have a wand. They all had to have a towel. They all had to have lubricant. And I literally coached them into ejaculating on the phone one night. And it was an amazing experience.
What is amazing is just astonishing, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I wanted to get them through that, exactly what you're saying, the place where they were going to stop on themselves.
Exactly. A lot of women stop right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they could just go for the so much ecstasy and so much depth and everything else, you know, the mystery, the whole mystery of life and how we are. So I love what you're talking about. I love that you're educating people
deep
about all this.
Yep, deep sexual satisfaction and deep sexual self-acceptance and erotic joy. That's really the outcome of this ejaculating, so free and flowing, and it's a deep release, both physically and emotionally. I mean, your pelvis will literally feel vacant, and it's a good feeling of like, oh, wow, something that's been in there that's really needed to come out is gone, and it feels great. And then yeah. Emotionally, I want to talk about this for a minute, the emotions.
Okay.
Emotional by nature, that is the nerve of this G-spot orgasm. So this is great news for women. I mean, emotions and sex combined, one and the same. Wow, let's go for it, you know. Women will cry with the G-spot orgasm. They might even express anger, you know, irritability, joy, happiness. I mean, this all comes out usually after you have the orgasm. Deep emotional release. Sometimes women stop having an orgasm because they're afraid of those deep, wild emotions inside that just need to come out. I mean, once they're dealt with, you know, you don't cry every day for the rest of your life. You know, it ebbs and flows, the emotions, just like the tide and the waves and oh, there's so much to say about this topic.
Yeah.
It's so multifaceted. That's why I do an hour and a half on a PowerPoint and barely cover it all.
Well, but you've brought up some really, really good points here, which is why it's really, again, it's so important for people to take Tantra, a class in Tantra, because if they're with a partner, they need to know how to hold space for those emotions, and they themselves have to let go into those emotions. Because that's what's housed in that area of the body. All those pleasure pain signals, all that survival signal, all that stuff is housed in those energy centers in the body. So of course that's liable to happen, but it's much better if people are prepared. If they know that may happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
that may happen. So we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the pelvic muscles, the musculature that Deborah mentioned. She wants to talk about that some. And we're going to talk about how you get in touch with her, how you have a boutique in your city and you have her come there, if you want her to come there and you want her to do a demonstration for you and your friends, and it's well worth it. So when we come back, we're going to find out more about that. Stay tuned to Sex and Happiness.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host. And I'm interviewing Deborah Sundial today, and we are talking about the juiciest of orgasms and female ejaculation, which also has the name Amrita, which means nectar of the gods, if I'm correct, which when you said before it smells so great, people also get in the habit of drinking it if they're really, really enlightened.
Well, Lori, you certainly can get go there and get to that place. But in ancient times, they drank it. Both the Tantra cultures and the Shunga artists in 16th century Japan loved the erotic, prolific artists, and they believed that anyone who was fortunate enough to get female ejaculate all over their body was born for immortality.
How wonderful. I'm part of a group that's into living forever, so I'm going to have to get people more ejaculating in my group. Well, tell us a little bit. You before mentioned that you wanted to talk about the musculature, the pelvic musculature, and I think it's really important that you tell us a little bit about that as well.
So the pelvic floor muscles is what we're calling them today. There has been some new and very important developments in what used to be called the PC muscles. I'm sure many women out there are familiar with doing their Kegel exercises. This came on the scene again early in the 80s with the feminists. Exercise your PC muscles. That meant, you know, your pelvic muscles, because that is what gives you great orgasms. It also helps in childbirth. Weak or tense muscles can create all kinds of problems, including structural. This is a huge field in itself, and I have just the woman to interview, and she's a physical therapist.
Okay.
What's changed over the years is physical therapists now work with the pelvic floor to basically do basic body work. I mean, we have all kinds of knots and twists in our pelvic floor muscles, which any other place in our body, if we have pain, we go to the masseuse, we get it worked out. You know, it goes from numbness to pain to feeling like a body again. But our pelvic floor muscles, we ignore completely because they're associated with sexuality. And in fact,
right.
What's illegal? You know, if you touch genitals, take money, you go to jail. Well, the real crime is that 30% of men and women have chronic pelvic muscle tension. And some men literally crawl into a doctor's office if you have pain in the back, shooting pains in the legs, pain for men around the anus, perineum, scrotum, penis. Ladies, if you have vulvodynia, if you have chronic bladder infections, listen up. The Mayo Clinic looked me in the eyeball and told me that is not bladder infections or cystitis. That is chronic pelvic muscle tension, tense muscles. This is mm-hmm. huge information. This goes beyond Tantra massage. This goes beyond feminist exercising your PC muscles. This is back into full body massage, you know, taking care of our muscles, getting the kinks worked out. We know in massage how helpful it is, not just for circulation, but for managing pain. I mean, yoga and body massage, you can get rid of a lot of body pains, aches and pains with those modalities, with those therapies. So run, don't walk, ladies, to your local physical therapist who is trained in the pelvic floor. Not all are, believe me, maybe only 10% are. So you have to look for these. And check out the state of your vaginal muscles. I mean, if you've had childbirth, if you've had an injury of any type over the course of your life, and just being in this culture, this sex phobic, body phobic culture, I mean, this will clamp up any muscle in the body. You can imagine our, you know, pelvic muscles are a mess. both men and women. If you
do
Feldenkrais or Alexander technique, this is all great body alignment, body awareness stuff. And there's some good, is it Feldenkrais or
Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais teachers or Alexander teachers, ask if they are working with the pelvic floor. These are great resources also.
Just so you know, I had a man on the show once who wrote a book called Headache in the Pelvis.
Oh, he's the man who started it all.
Yeah, I had him on the show. It was a fabulous show, well, maybe a year ago. And I also have a colleague that I work with who does pelvic, I'm not really even sure what we call it. We've gone from calling it tailbone adjustment to pelvic floor alignment. And Deborah Annapole is doing Jack Painter's work, the pelvic floor workshops and things. So there's a lot of things out there that people can do, but they've got to know what it is. I think what you're bringing here is awareness that people not only get tight shoulders and headaches, migraines, and things like that, but they also get tight pelvic floors that double them over, that keep them in a state of pain.
It doesn't always have to be pain either. It can be unconscious pain. It can be can't achieve orgasm. It can be pain upon intercourse. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting older and I don't have enough vaginal lube. Well, the first thing to look at for men and women is what I call look under the hood, you know, before we go and run around to the medical profession and get a ton of pills and surgery. The first thing to do is look, it's like looking to see if you got oil in your engine before you get your engine block removed, you know. Go to the physical therapist, assess the state of your pelvic muscles, and take some time there to see if you can work that out and heal that up, because chances are good 80%. I mean, it's a high rate of quick healing. You know, this isn't years and years. You have a tense muscle, work it out. You know, you can do that in a day or two.
It's great. Thank you for saying. Thank you so much.
And say, so, maybe you could tie that interview with Headache in the Pelvis to this one, or give a referral if people are interested.
Sure. I can do whatever I want. It's my radio show. This is my show, and I can do whatever I want on my show. I would love to. Well, Deborah, let's tell people how they can get a hold of your book and how they can get a hold of you. What's your website? And let's spell it for them. So you want to give that?
My website is DeborahSundahl.com. So Deborah is with an O, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah. And then Sundahl, S-U-N-D-A-H-L, Dahl, Swedish, Sundahl.com.
Yeah. And then the book that people would be looking for is Female Ejaculation and the G-Spot.
That's correct.
And then you have a bunch of videos. If they navigate around your website, they can find some of these different clips of videos and things so they can get to know you better.
Yes. Go to my store. Just click my store button, and there I have 4 videos on female ejaculation. I have female ejaculation for couples, how to female ejaculate, female ejaculation in the workshop, tantric journey to female ejaculation. You can see the trailers there.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then if they want you, can they write to you? Can they get in touch with you from the website?
They can email me, Deborah at Isis Media. isismedia.org, or yes, from the website on my advice page.
Always happy
to talk to people and answer their questions via email for free. Just give me a holler. I'm happy to hear from you.
Great, Deborah. Thank you so much for giving me this interview today. I think it's such an important subject, and I think it's something that everybody has to look under the hood.
That's right.
Everybody's got to look
That's
under their
right.
hood and find out how to have the ecstasy of the ages.
That's right.
By simply looking under their hood. So thank you, Deborah, so much.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure, really, Lori. Thank you so much for the work that you do as well. You do a lot of sex education, and I'm all an advocate for that. So thank you, too, for what you do.
And I'm not stopping anytime soon. If you have been listening to the show, Sex and Happiness, my guest today was Deborah Sundahl. I hope you got a lot from this, and I hope that it encourages you to find more and more and more, more out about yourself. Please tune in to Sex and Happiness next week when my guest will be
a male exotic dancer.
This is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.